Hey, Nick.
Hey, John.
Do you do a lot of cooking?
No.
A lot of, like, you know, like pan frying?
No.
With, like, olive oil?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't use olive oil anyway when I'm doing that.
What do you use?
Coconut oil?
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a alternative fat.
And this is Stranger Still. How do we do this show? What do we do?
We answer questions that you never question to ask, which is just such a mouthful. Are we going to... We got to refine that a little bit.
Yeah. What should we say instead?
Why don't we put a poll up?
Okay.
We'll put up 50 different options.
Yeah, I'm going to try one and then you can try one.
Okay.
Stranger Still, podcast things.
Is there a semicolon in there?
No, podcast comma things.
I already kind of did that with my band, Love Comma Robot.
Okay, what's yours?
Okay.
Let's try this.
Stranger Still. Stranger still.
Stranger period still period. Both in italics.
No. It's stranger still with a question mark.
Oh.
And then stranger still.
Gotcha. Okay. I don't know. We might have to workshop this some more.
Okay.
But I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Began.
And literally this is the show Stranger Still.
And
thanks
we
for
do answer.
Us. We do answer strange questions.
Yep.
And actually this question today comes from one of our listeners. A guy that goes by the name of Dan.
Mm-hmm.
You know him. You love him.
You probably
I'm talking to John,
know him.
Not the people listening.
Well, yeah. Some of those things are true.
Not going to tell you which ones. He came up to me yesterday, and he's like, oh, did you hear that? I think it was the New York Times is running a fake news article, and now they're getting a bunch of flack for it. Can you tell me how to identify fake news? And I was like, oh, my God, Dan, you've never said anything as smart as what you've just said.
Poor Dan.
I love you, Dan. Sorry for putting you on blast. So fake news, it's a problem that we face today. And it's really annoying because it shouldn't be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
People should just use their brains or not be jerks and peddle things that are wrong just to sway people's opinions.
Yes.
But unfortunately, it's as big a problem as like a hurricane coming towards Florida. It gets like the same coverage on the news as something like a natural disaster.
Yeah.
Which is really upsetting.
Yeah. I agree. Yes. I'm bad podcasting right now when we agree. I think that there are businesses in our country and other countries that profit off of, like, what's spectacular? What do people want to listen to? Mm-hmm. And I think that it even goes down to as far as there are issues in our country like a lead water crisis.
Sure.
Like, just...
Dapple.
Things that need attention, but there's no money in it, even for real news networks.
Mm-hmm.
So if fake news networks take it to the next level
mm-hmm.
and say, I'm going to put what the people want, whether it's true or not.
Yep.
I'm going to exploit people to get clicks and turn that into ad revenue.
And unfortunately, that's pulling eyes away from stuff that actually is happening and stuff that matters.
Mm-hmm.
one thing, it there's a lot of gray area. So, and it's even more muddy, and we'll get into that. But like you said, with some businesses, they profit off of fake news, and it might be like false advertising or something like that. But sometimes it might not be the company themselves that is peddling the fake news. It might be some dumb website that's like, oh my God, check out these colorblind glasses that make you see every color.
Yeah.
Like those stupid ads that ran on Facebook for like a month that they don't work. They just... change the tint hitting your eyes
right.
instead
or, of... Or, how about the drone that would follow you around?
I never heard of that.
Okay, there was a video, an ad, and Facebook campaign mm-hmm. for a drone that you throw up in the air, and you snowboard, and it follows you around and films you.
Oh. Wow.
And the technology could exist.
Yeah.
But when they made that ad, it was all digital effects.
Right.
And then they came out and admitted, after they got a Kickstarter, that it didn't exist, and they didn't have that technology. It wasn't real.
Unfortunately, that does happen a lot, and it's really frustrating. And actually, I didn't even have this in my notes, but one of the websites that I looked at for how to identify fake news is like, if there's any like crazy technological claims, be wary of it, because like if someone's like, oh, we found a cure for blankety blank, you need to be checking those sources, because it's probably fake.
Yeah.
Or, we invented a hoverboard. is probably fake. Like, we're not there yet, and the world knows we're not there yet. So if someone's making these broad claims, you need to be checking it.
Things tend to happen in baby steps. Mm-hmm. Not everything, but most things. So
it's not, we're not going to wake up one day and have flying cars.
Like, oh, here they are. Yeah. They're here. Because, okay, then think about the legislation for, like, what heights people can fly at, and do you pay more money to fly higher so that there's less traffic?
Do you technically need a pilot, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like those are pretty benign, but there is a lot of dangerous stuff out there with fake news. And the other thing that I want to point out is don't ever confuse fake news with bad news, which is the other thing that's going on right now with the muddying of waters. And in my eyes, there's 4.5 types of news. There's real news that includes research and credible sources. There's real news that you don't agree with. There is real news that's reported poorly or bad news. And then there's fake news. Yeah. And the half is that fake news includes satire like The Onion or whatever.
Right.
And we're going to talk a lot about fact-checking sites like Snopes or Snopes.com or factcheck.org. And in fact, many of the things that we're going to talk about when it comes to identifying fake news came from an article on factcheck.org. They had like this huge thing and went into a lot of detail and had a bunch of examples, but I'm going to kind of give you the streamlined version.
Cool.
Because this is an important issue.
Yep.
You need to be able to identify this stuff so you don't look like an idiot and you're not spreading false views on things.
False views that you may have even begun to believe on your own independently.
Yeah.
Because absolutely. A lot of, you know, the big thing about fake news now is claiming that other news networks or other sources are fake.
Yeah.
Because it's called, like, projection.
Yeah. Actual credible sources are being called fake news when they're not fake news. Just because you disagree with it doesn't mean that it's fake.
Right.
It might be, in your opinion, bad. Like I said, maybe it's real news that's reported poorly in your opinion.
Or real news that just disagrees with you.
Sure. And that's being muddied into the fake news thing.
Mm-hmm.
Factcheck.org in this article provided a quote from the founder of Snopes that way back in November, it feels like an eternity ago, he warned against lumping bad news and fake news together. And he said, quote, "The fictions and fabrications that compromise fake news are but a subset of the larger bad news phenomenon, which also encompasses many forms of shoddy, unresearched, error-filled, and deliberately misleading reports that do a disservice to everyone." And now look where we are.
Well, here we go.
3 months later.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, like I said, we've got to the point where now everyone includes literal real news into fake news just because they don't agree with it. Which brings me to my first way of identifying fake news. Like that segue?
Let's hear that jingle.
Do we have one?
I'm going to write it later.
Okay. Don't forget.
Oh.
Because I will. And these are in no particular order. And many of these, like I said, I got from factcheck.org. And I'll try to call them out. And I need to put the sources up because sources are a big thing in here. And if I don't do it,
yeah,
I need to do it. I always say I'm going to do it, and then I don't. So
I did remind you this morning.
Yes, you did. So the first one is simply check your own biases. Do you just not agree with it? Do you lean left and this article agrees with some things that lean right? And you're just like,
yeah.
I don't like facts that disagree with my opinions.
Yeah, it doesn't support my side of the team.
Well, it doesn't support my narrative that I want to
project
into the world. I want to say so many political things right now.
Yeah,
I know. I'm not gonna. The other thing, though, too, is that you need to check the source's biases. It goes both ways. And I try to be open-minded when I'm consuming any sort of media. And sometimes I don't get the other side of things, and I think I am. So many times I'll just go straight to the source. Example.
All right.
I'm going to put my dad on blast, and I feel bad because I always put my dad on blast. I love you, Dad. But we were talking about Trump's press conference last Thursday. It was the first one he'd had in, like, a really long time. And we were talking about it, and my dad said, "Oh, I heard it went great." And I watched it, and it was decidedly not so great, in my opinion.
Okay.
He was at a loss for words at a lot of time, didn't never answer the question, was rude to the media, shot them down. Some people might say that the media was rude to him, but there needs to be mutual respect there, and that wasn't there from either side. And I asked him where he heard that it went well. Want to take a guess?
I know.
Say it.
Dewey?
It was Fox News.
Okay.
And I don't think it's any secret, because they say this right on their channel, that they are conservative. and they have a very conservative narrative. And I'm not saying that other news sources don't have liberal narratives.
Yeah. I was just going to say, when you see some squeaky clean, like, let's take this side and let's take that side and make them fight, mm-hmm. I would rather watch someone who does have an opinion.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's why I like my own news network. Mm-hmm. They say, we're liberal.
Yeah.
Like, this is our opinion on things.
Yeah.
But beyond my opinion on things, here are the facts, and here's the evidence for those facts.
Yeah.
That's the little asterisk
that
you have to have.
And the other thing that I wanted to say is that you need to get a second opinion. And to kind of piggyback off what you just said, I had this awesome history teacher in high school. He was a Canadian teaching U.S. history, which I always thought was funny. Mm. But he said that whatever party the president is in, he always watches the opposite media just to get all of the criticism. So when Bush was in office, he would watch CNN to get the liberal kind of view of things. And then when Obama was in office, he watched Fox News to get the conservative side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that really stuck with me. And any time that I'm enjoying something, you know this because I always tell you about it. If I'm enjoying something, I always read the criticism of it so I'm not missing something.
Yeah.
So when it comes to like Good Mythical Morning, I'll read some of the comments because the comments are always negative. And sometimes I'll be like, oh, they have a fair point, or shut up, get out of here.
Yeah.
You stink control.
Which is 99% of it.
And the same thing with the Young Turks. Sometimes on the recommended videos, it'll be people saying like,
oh, here's an example.
Yeah.
I left my, I fired up Young Turks Q. I watched everything because I value their information and their sources. I left the room and came back and it came to a Joe Rogan video why the Young Turks are dishonest.
It was
just put into my queue on autoplay because it had the keyword.
Was that the one where the former employee was talking to Joe Rogan about some interview that Cenk did?
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched that too. And then I was like, this doesn't sound like Cenk. So I went and read the comments, and people are like, he's just bitter he got fired. He's bitter he got fired. He's bitter he got fired. He's got bitter
yeah.
he got fired.
There's no backing to it.
Yeah. So so it's good to get both sides of everything that you can. And if you can get a second or even third opinion, do it. This is like how I made my decision on the PewDiePie incident, was that I heard the side attacking PewDiePie, and then I heard someone defending PewDiePie, and I don't think he's anti-Semitic, but I also don't think he's a golden angel that isn't guilty of nothing.
Yeah.
Or better yet, instead of a second or third opinion, grab an unbiased report, and if you can, get the numbers. So this is a little bit political, so I'm going to say it as unpolitically as I can.
Yeah, if it's stats, it's stats.
Yeah, it's stats. So I was looking into an issue on women's reproductive rights just because I was interested to see the facts, and I came across, I typed in like, I don't remember what I typed in, but I popped open the first two links on Google, and both of them had the same stats, and I was like, well, I guess I'm wrong. My views were different. And then I found out that they were both pro-life websites. So then I went to the third link, and it was directly from the CDC, and the numbers were way different than what the other two sites were saying. And you can't argue with the raw numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, these people with biases can take those numbers and change them to be the narrative they want. But when you have those numbers in your own hands, you get to draw your own conclusions.
Right.
Which, I mean, that's a lot of work.
You don't reference something and change it. Like, what?
Well, so the other thing is you need to look at the source. And this encompasses a lot. So factcheck.org talked about abcnews.com.co, and it was pretending to be abcnews.com.
Yeah.
But there was that extra .co that someone just went and
what
bought.
Country is that? Croatia?
No,
or
it's
something?
It's a generic domain, but
okay.
It's like shorter or whatever. GoDaddy likes to sell it to you for $1 because it's shorter and people will type it that. No, just
there's
shut
no
up.
Time for that.
Shut up. .com autofills. Anyway, that site's not legit. So if the URL looks weird, look into it more. And then always check the sources in the article. So I came across one, I don't even remember what the article was about anymore, but I was like, that sounds weird just based on the headline. So I opened it up and I read it, and they had a source at the bottom. So I clicked the source, and it went to another article that they were citing that wasn't the exact source. So at the bottom of that article, there was another source, and I clicked that one, and it finally went to where all of this information came from. On that source, in the real news article from a credible source, it was almost completely the opposite of what the other two articles said. It completely disagreed with what the claim that the other two articles were making. But through misleading headlines and this dumb game of telephone and journalism biases, they made it say whatever they wanted to say.
Yeah, there's no laws against how many different sources you can have, and then mm-hmm. someone puts their opinion in there, it doesn't say it's an opinion.
Yes.
And then that turns into a second person's thing, and a third person's thing, and a fourth person's.
Yeah, it's like that documentary that someone just put out about Sweden with the refugees coming in,
mm-hmm.
where supposedly there were some police officers saying that crime rates had increased thanks to refugees from Syria, and it turns out that they were asked completely different questions, but they cut and spliced what they wanted the narrative to say, and then peddled it as, these are people's opinions, that these goes, are the facts.
Right, and then that goes into telephone with Fox mm-hmm. News reporting that, and then Trump just is watching it while he's eating his
Cheerios.
You know, his Cheerios.
Probably Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
Or Fruity Pebbles.
He probably eats them hot, either way. Like, like my brother was talking about on the latest episode.
I haven't read that whole thing yet. That sounds disgusting, though. But then the other thing, too, is that, are the people being cited credible? Are they experts in a field? Are they just some Joe Schmo off the street? Is it just hearsay? Look out for stuff like that. And then one thing that How Stuff Works said is, are reliable news sources covering it? So if you read an article and you're like, huh. And this happens a lot with me, where I'll see some incredible claim on Facebook, and I'm like, that seems fishy. And then I'll wait a day. If I don't see it come up on the morning news or TYT or whatever, then I know that it was probably false.
Yeah.
And sometimes
they'll cover it anyway just to say that it's fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could happen too. Or sometimes it's just completely ignored because it was fake.
Yeah. Which sounds like a pretty good tactic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just not sharing.
Yeah. Just don't do it. Yeah. That's the other thing too is, if people are covering these things, there's a part of it that lends, what do you want to call it? That
credence?
I guess it validates what they're doing, because then they're getting recognition for it.
Yeah. If you have 100 million shares that say, mm-hmm. can you believe this stupid article?
Yeah.
They got 100,000 shares.
Yeah.
And if 2,000 of those people believe it.
Well, not only that, but it always comes down to money.
Yeah.
A million shares is some money in someone's pocket.
Because then they turn around and they say,
ad revenue and
this is how many unique views we have mm-hmm. on our site. So now you pay us, advertisers.
Yeah, always comes down to money. And it's so annoying. But we'll keep moving on. So the other thing I want to talk about is checking the author. Fact Check cited an article that was written by Jimmy Russell. You guys, is Jimmy's Russell? That's a real person. And there was like Fappy the anti-masturbation dolphin or something was cited in some article. So someone could be making a joke to intentionally lead someone's opinion, or it could just be a joke.
Yeah.
There's some people out there that don't realize The Onion or The Chive or sites like that are satire.
Yeah, that's a whole sad thing too.
Yeah.
They were thinking on Facebook to have to label things as satire for a bit.
Yeah.
That just takes fun out of things a little bit. But if it comes down to being an intellectual that just like intellectually prepared to research and fact check, great. But I guess not everybody's there. And
yeah. Well, the thing, I feel like The Onion's getting better at this, where their claims are so ridiculous that it's obvious it's satire. But still, people just don't know.
Well, not only that, but like at this point with the way things are going, like that Chris Christie story about how Trump made him eat meatloaf.
Yeah.
And it wasn't satire, it was just real.
Yeah.
So it's like hard to tell.
There's some things in the world we live in now that it's like, that's got to be a joke. No, nope, sure's not. Like A Dog's Purpose, I thought that was a joke.
Yeah.
Sure not.
Yep.
Such a dumb premise for a movie. Or stuff like The National Enquirer, where it's just people actually believe it, but it's so ridiculous. Like, we found proof of alien. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No. Hillary's not dying from 7 cancers. People believe that dumb stuff, even though it hasn't been reputable for decades now.
Yeah.
But, well, that's the other thing, too, is that a lot of people, like, on the cover of the National Enquirer, you'll always see a giant headline that's always shocking and revealing and provocative. So read beyond the headline. How about that, guys?
Yeah.
And I used to be really guilty of this thanks to video game websites, which aren't unreliable, but it formed a bad habit where I'd look at a headline and then someone would be like, oh, did you hear about the blah, blah, blah? I'm like, nah, but I read the headline.
Yeah.
I know nothing about that anymore. Some headlines are always like, research may show that pumpkins cure AIDS or something like that.
Yeah.
And you read in there and it's like, pumpkins definitely don't cure AIDS, but they taste good.
Yeah. And also, this researcher once said it. Here's a recipe for pumpkin pie.
Yeah. So stuff like that, unfortunately, happens a lot because the headline is what gets the clicks.
I do not share anything until I read my article.
Mm-hmm. So always read beyond the headline. Also, this is a little bit related, but always check the date of the article, because some things could be really old news or something that someone said a really long time ago, or it could be an issue that was brought up in like 2013 but never went through, and now people are bringing it back up to get mm-hmm. people all riled up.
My example of that.
Yeah, go.
There was a, during one of the DAPL protests, mm-hmm. there was something where the cops and the protesters were having, like, it was just before the night on the bridge, and sure. like it got bad, like in our Cody episode.
Yeah.
They said that there were, like, out of nowhere, like thousands of buffaloes came down the hill, and they all just started going towards the protesters, and they had video footage of all of this.
Yeah.
But it turns out that video footage was like 5 or 6 years old.
Mm-hmm. And then the last thing I have about fake news is, did Alex Jones say it? Because if he did, it's false.
There's not even like a bias about that. That's just, yeah.
No, that's not the final thing.
Yeah.
The last suggestion that I have is to run a quick search on a website that does the fact checking for you, like factcheck.org or Snopes.com. Snopes is my go-to usually. They change their format and I don't like it so much, but it's still good.
Yeah.
They still do their work. And
you could search keywords on Snopes.
Exactly. So these are places that don't push an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And again, just because you might not agree with something that they're saying doesn't mean that it's wrong.
Right.
So if, for example, I came across an article on Facebook. This is another benign example, but I came across one. There was an article that said the super rich Rockefeller guy was getting his 7th heart transplant because he's rich. And I was like, that seems ridiculous. I don't think he could have 7 heart transplants. So I went into Snopes, typed in Rockefeller, and that was the first result. In fact, it was a fact check from like 5 years ago
yeah.
where someone had claimed that he was getting his 5th heart transplant. I was like, okay, this isn't real then. So just be cautious and don't have a closed mind, please.
Right.
Thank you.
That's a hard thing to do because, I mean, we're both politically passionate.
Yeah.
We both
keep an open mind, but yes. sometimes, like I said before, sometimes we don't get both sides of the story when we think that we are.
Right.
Multiple
sources is a good
multiple sources
tool to have. Yeah. Not only that, if you find a trusted source, fact check them.
Yep.
And if you've got that going, then you find a reliable source. But even mm-hmm. then, like, there could still be errors and things that have to be fixed.
Yeah.
Like, I consider myself a progressive person.
Yeah.
I tend to agree with most things
yeah.
on that side, but not all of it. And even then, I mean, I can't think of something off the top of my head, but
sure.
it comes down to fact. What I really align with is mm-hmm. what's the truth and yep. what are the facts more than anything else.
And I think most people like to think that they do, but a lot of people don't, because as soon as a fact presents itself that disagrees with something that they didn't know they disagreed with, then they're like, oh, that's not right.
Yeah. Yeah, emotions are not more important yeah. than facts.
Facts, if you really believe in something, facts should be the thing that sways you.
Yeah.
Not emotions. Oh, the last thing. Many times, like you said, fact check reliable sources. Most of the time, like ABC News or New York Times or whatever will have the sources in their article, and it will come directly from the horse's mouth. It might be from a research paper that someone did, or it might be from someone's website, something like that, and you can go straight to the people and see what they said. So it might take some extra work to do your own fact-checking, but it makes you not look like an idiot.
Yep. Yeah, that's the simplest way to say it.
Yeah. And as you know, there's nothing that I have less patience for than idiots.
Well, just being able to know things is pretty good, right?
Yeah.
And actually have evidence and facts behind it.
And you and me have talked about this before. I don't know if it was on the show or not, but I used to be blissfully ignorant.
Yeah.
I used to not like politics, and I was okay with not watching the news and stuff and just living my world. But I like to be informed.
Yeah.
Because I like to, part of it is that I like to talk to people and I like to have discussions with them. And usually my discussions go really peacefully because I can see both sides of the issues because I know both sides of the issue. But then part of it too is that I feel more responsible for my place in the world now because I have a daughter
yeah.
and there's things that I can protect her from, and I need to know what those things are.
Yep. And when we do have a voice or a chance to make a difference,
uh-huh.
you can be informed as to when and where to uh-huh. vote on something, protest on something, share something. And I think what got me into politics was Desiree
uh-huh.
and my girlfriend, and she started getting me into learning about Bernie.
Yeah.
And one of the things I value about him is there was a debate that they had, and it was just a money grab on CNN because, like, let's get young people to watch. So we'll sure. put Bernie on against Ted Cruz, like a yeah. UFC fight. So they put Bernie on, and a woman says, I have a small business. She has a hair salon.
Uh-huh.
And she said, I don't offer my employees health insurance. And if you raise the minimum wage, I'm not going to be able to afford to do that still. Like, it's going to make it even harder.
Uh-huh.
And then Bernie's like, it would be harder.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, those are the facts.
Yeah.
He didn't sway it to say, like, well, there's ways around that. He didn't pivot. He said, you're right. You're going to have to offer health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is great. This is why I value him. And that's why I value the facts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's rough. So what can we do to fight fake news, John?
We can go to trusted sources, like the two we mentioned, Snopes.com.
Yeah.
And
the other thing that or factcheck.org, right. Is that what you want me to say? The other thing that I want to say is that you don't have to go all social justice warrior, but don't be afraid to call people out on their BS.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have a reputation at work as being the know-it-all, but that's because I don't want people walking around knowing or thinking they know something when it's completely false.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that reputation. So what? I'm the jerk, but they're smarter. they're better informed of the issue. So
The whole social justice warrior thing is such a funny slang.
Yeah.
And if you think about funny. If you think about what it means, it's not even a bad thing to want to help people learn.
Absolutely.
But if you're going to have an argument or you want to say something about something to someone, first of all, I don't know if anyone's won a Facebook argument in the world, but
I will. You finish your point.
Okay, my point is, if you can let that person walk away with a little more information, that's great. I had
and sometimes you'll walk away with more information too.
That's right. I was in the Flophouse group, and we were talking about reliable news sources and stuff, and I mentioned the Young Turks, and I had people shut them down or say, "This is how I feel about this. I don't like this. I don't like that." And I kind of gave my argument of, I can fact check them.
Uh-huh.
I go through all of their sources. I look into everything that they say, and it adds up.
Uh-huh.
And it gets me politically motivated and active. So what's the harm in it?
Sure.
And I had someone say to me, like, okay, well, maybe my opinion was from during the election. Sure. I felt swayed.
Yeah.
And they were reasonable about it. And we had, we disagreed. Even in some of the people in there still disagreed. But we had a civil conversation. We listed sources. And, that's how you should do it. Know your information. Talk civilly.
Yeah. And that should be the mentality going with any sort of debate, is you're not trying to win.
Right.
You're trying to convince someone.
Yeah. Me and my father, we can disagree politically too, but we listen to each other.
Yeah. And that's funny that you bring that up, because almost every family outing or family dinner that we go to, me and my dad talk about politics, because I'm finally interested and he's always been interested. So he's excited that I'm interested, even though we disagree on many levels. And, the rest of my family thinks that we're arguing, but we're incredibly peaceful and we're just exchanging information between each other. And they're like, no more politics at the table. And we're like, but it's civil. We're not doing anything.
You guys get in trouble for fighting.
Yeah, we're not even fighting. We're just saying, did you see what happened the other day? No, I didn't. What happened? This is what I heard. Blah, 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 blah.
Politics.
Super peaceful. Stop talking about it.
Politics are like sports with results that matter more.
That's true.
That's it.
Yeah, we'll also talk about sports too. And by sports, I mean hockey, because that's the only one that matters.
Okay, fair enough.
But the other thing I was going to say about Facebook debating is that I always get in really good debates with my buddy Josh.
Yeah.
And it's really funny because I never expect him to pop up. Because he's 14 hours different in time zones. And then I'll just see someone post an opinion on Facebook. And I'll be like, well, why do you think that? And then he'll swoop in and be like, well, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, blah, 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 blah. And it goes on for 20 replies. And it's great. Yeah. And then his mom gets mad. And she's like, why are your friends fighting with you? And he's like, we're just talking. Yep. This is how civil people debate.
Yeah. That's the other thing. Debate and fighting are different things. Yeah. Arguing and debating are different things.
Absolutely.
You could support your argument without being aggressive.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a point that a lot of people miss.
Or you could be aggressive, support your argument, but not be invasive and mean about it.
And then people, well, if you're super aggressive, then people are like, why are you such a jerk?
Yeah. So it's better to come from an area of like, hey, here's what I think about this, and here's what I want you to know.
That's why I'd rather have the reputation of being the know-it-all than being the jerk that says everyone's wrong all the time.
Yeah.
So, that's all I got. You want to recap?
Yeah. Check your sources.
Uh-huh.
Check multiple sources if it's a new network that you haven't heard of.
Uh-huh.
Or a new outlet. Snopes.com, factcheck.org. Mm-hmm. PolitiFact has good stuff, right?
Yeah. My brother seems to think they're biased, and I don't know anything about that. So, okay.
So look that up. Yeah. We'll look that up later.
We'll look into that. But just be open-minded. That's all I ask of all of our listeners out there.
Yep.
Ta-da! John.
Yeah.
where can people find us?
StrangerStillShow.com.
And?
You can search Stranger Still on Facebook.
Yep, and we have a group that's popping off. Usually, if I think of it ahead of time, I'll ask for questions to be answered on the show. And sometimes we'll work them in. Sometimes we'll put them at the end of the episode and call you out.
So in that group, it's a great way to get our word out and to like communicate with people and mm-hmm. have fun. But the most important way that people hear this is from people like you sharing it.
Yes.
That's the only way that we get more listeners. We don't have any money for advertising or anything like that right now.
Mm-hmm.
So please share these with your friends on iTunes, on Stitcher. We try to make it as available as possible. Nick put every episode up on YouTube,
yep.
if that's your thing.
It's up on there. Should be 100% up to date.
Mm-hmm. We want to take this further and create video content and do a lot more with it. So the more that people can share, the more we appreciate it.
Yeah. We got a couple random video series coming on our YouTube page.
Well thought out video series.
Yes. And it's coming fast. So do that. And one thing that we haven't said in a long time is leave us a review on iTunes. We don't have any new ones.
Yeah.
Since the last time we said that. It's really sad.
Whoever reads it, we will read your review.
Yes.
No matter what it says.
No matter what it says.
On next episode.
It could be super mean.
Yeah.
And on it, like I said before, I don't care if you leave us a 1-star review. We want your feedback.
If they do, it's fake news though.
Well, true. That's very true. And then the last place, of course, is Twitter, @StrangerStill. Not as active on there, but we don't really know how Twitter works, so.
Yeah, if someone wants to tell us how Twitter works, tweet at us.
Yeah, Dan, if you're listening, tell me how Twitter works, or just run our Twitter for us, because I know you're on there all the time.
How do you get more tweeters?
How do you get more tweeters? And sharing. Share. You, listening right now, go to your Facebook page, find someone that would like one of the 32 topics that we've covered on this show,
mm-hmm.
and be like, hey, I thought of you when I listened to this episode. You should listen to it.
I had Maddie did this on his own page, mm-hmm. and I melted into a puddle. I was so happy.
Yeah.
It was just so sweet what he said. I was like, this is like, I mean, we come here for each other to have fun and talk, uh-huh. but when you get to interact with people that listen, it's mm-hmm. just the best feeling in the world.
Yeah. I was thinking it warms my heart when randomly someone will just be like, hey, listen to your newest episode.
Yeah.
And it feels really good. And my dad texted me the other day. I put him on blast earlier. I'm going to show him some love here. He's like, hey, I just binged 5 episodes. It was awesome.
That's great.
So,
am I like a celebrity to him now then? Could I just like show
maybe.
Up?
And then like it'd be like a sitcom opening where he's like, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, where's my vegan hot dogs? Get them on the grill.
Yep.
Kick my feet up on the couch.
That he happened.
Total celebrity jerk.
Yep.
No. I wasn't a jerk. We really did have hot dogs those last ones.
Anyway, I did ask for fake news questions on our Facebook group, and I got a couple responses here. The first one is from Kevin Davies, our podcasting friend, so I can say his last name.
Yep.
He's from Cybertronological. I had to think about how to say that,
because
it's not easy. Which is a podcast where they watch every single Transformers episode in order, which is why it's chronological. Cybertron. Anyway, he asked, are you fake news?
Wrong. Well, you know what? If we ever say something...
And it's wrong?
That's why we rely on you guys in the Facebook group, on Twitter.
That's true.
Tell us.
Yeah.
We'll fix it.
Absolutely. We'll make apologies. I already apologized for one thing that...
You did. What was that?
It was on... What was it? It was the FCC. Jeff Kowalski from CreepyPasta tweeted at us. And he was like, the FCC doesn't regulate cable shows. And I was like, oh.
Oh, yep.
There you go.
Good job, Jeff, too.
Yeah. Seriously, one of my favorite podcasts, CreepyPasta. Go listen to it if you like horror, because it gives you some good creepypastas to read. Anyway, Amanda B. wanted to know, how do I get a job as a paid protester? So you have to answer that one. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that one's pretty good. So the first thing is, you have to go onto like a Reddit or a 4chan,
yeah.
and you have to look up the words Pepe. things like that.
Yeah.
Fake news, alt facts. Uh-huh. And then when someone says, hey, do you want to get some money?
Yeah.
You say, yes, please.
Uh-huh.
And they say, I need you to incite violence at this protest.
Yeah.
And you go, anything for you.
Yeah. Or what I was going to say is just look like a very vulnerable progressive. And people will be like, "Go, hey, you going to that protest? Good, you want to get paid to go to that protest?
Throw this bottle of Bud Light with a match in it.
Yeah.
That's not what Round Lock Up.
It's the redneck Molotov cocktail.
I'll let your shoe on fire.
Yeah. The Arkansas cocktail.
Don't work too well. Yeah.
That's all I got on fake news.
Yeah. Check your sources.
I hope that those answer your questions, guys. Thanks for asking them.
I'm still John.
I'm still Nick.
And this has been...
Stranger Still. I don't know why I said it. Like, let me say that again.
You're like a vampire.
Yeah, no.
No, I liked it. It's creepy.
No, I don't like
Put
it.
Put our Halloween outro over this.
No. This has been Stranger Still.